Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. It's November 3, 2014, and this is episode 446. Today we complete our four-part series of travelogue episodes covering my September Iceland tour and workshop with Tim Folmer and our amazing group of photographers. We pick up the trail on September 29, 2014, when we started our day in the Jökulsárlón Lagoon. It rains a lot in Iceland and the group was getting used to working in soggy conditions, but this day was set to bring us some high winds as well, so high that our driver would be prohibited from driving our bus from around lunchtime. But we decided to still go out into the lagoon for a few hours in the morning. Even in this first photo, you can see the texture in the water from the heavy rain, despite this being a 0.4 second exposure. I was attracted to this scene because of all of the beautiful curves in the ice, almost like Gaudinian architecture. As we photographed this scene, there was a guy in a kayak that kept getting in the way. Doug Kay, who was with us on the tour, you may know Doug from the This Week in Photo and All About the Gear podcasts. Doug was loving it, being a street photographer. He was trying to include the kayaker in as many shots as possible. And I was getting frustrated because he kept paddling into my scene, just as the ice moved into what I considered to be the optimal position. It was at this point that the waterproofing on my rainproof pants finally gave in too. By the time we'd finished this couple of hours shoot, I was wet through to my underwear, so I wasn't too disappointed when the wind started to pick up a little bit more, and we had to retreat to our hotel for the afternoon. We actually spent a few hours going through images and catching up on our processing a little bit in the hotel dining area, and then we borrowed the hotel's printer for a critique session. Everyone submitted three of their images from the tour so far, and the entire group spent a minute or two each commenting on them. I always love it when we get time to do this on tours, and the group always finds it useful too, so nothing was really wasted despite the rain and high winds stopping play. On the morning of September 30, we headed out for a fun all-terrain vehicle ride to the face of a glacier. Scenery-wise, it's pretty, but this is more about letting rip on the four-wheeled ATVs and just having a lot of fun. It rained the whole time, of course. So instead of sandwiches that we usually take out with us for lunch, we arranged to go back to the hotel for some hot soup and freshly baked bread, which made for a welcome change. In the afternoon, we went back down to the beach where there was usually ice, as we saw in the last episode. We had been surprised to see that there was no substantially sized ice there when we visited the lagoon the previous day, so everyone was happy to see lots of beautiful ice on the beach as we approached the lagoon in our bus on that afternoon. A few of you that listened to the This Week in Photo podcast, which I guest on sometimes, emailed about a photo that I'd mentioned during a guest spot a couple of weeks ago. I said that this next photo was probably one of the best landscape photographs I've ever made. And although that feeling is starting to fade just a little bit now, I'm still very excited about this photograph, which I've called Jewel on the Shore. I found a beautiful group of growlers, which you might remember from a previous episode, are car-sized icebergs that get their name from the sound that they make as they roll along the hull of a ship. As you can see, there were various textures, and one of them was a beautiful translucent blue. I framed the scene initially with my tripod at full height and started to make long-ish exposures. The sea would come in and wash around my boots every so often, so I was initially trying to shoot this with all of the foreground flooded with water. I looked at the images more closely on the back of my camera and realized that the horizon of the sea over the top of the ice was distracting. So I lowered my tripod to about kneeling height. And as I started to make a few more frames, the clouds opened up a little and the sun started to shine directly between the two large growlers to the right, illuminating that small piece of deep glacial ice in the middle of the group. And that started to reflect the light down onto the black stony beach like a prism. I couldn't believe my luck. I continued to make a few more 4-second exposures, but now I was hoping that the water didn't fill the foreground so that, you know, for the entire time, so that I could get the rocky beach there and the reflection. And this was the frame that I considered to be the best of the batch. The light is perfect. The color in the ice is beautiful. The dark sky over to the left of the frame really all came together perfectly. I'm really proud of this shot, as you may have realized. We spent a few more hours down on the beach and I got a number of other shots that I'm happy with, and the group were all having an amazing time, of course. Then we continued on our adventurous theme for the day and went over to the lagoon for a Zodiac ride. Zodiacs are the large rubber boats that you might have seen used to ferry people to and from shore in Antarctica from large ships, and we also spend a lot of time cruising around in them down there too. On this afternoon, we loaned some even warmer overall-style clothing from the Zodiac Tour Company and split into two groups, one with me and one with Tim, and we went out for around 90 minutes and just sailing around the lagoon. Although you can see the face of the glacier in the distance, it's not always obvious from the shore that we usually shoot from, but the lagoon is actually quite expansive, so there's much more out there than initially meets the eye, like this first iceberg photograph. During our 90 minutes, we were treated to various skies, but as we approached this beautiful blue iceberg, the sky behind was so incredibly Icelandic. As we drew closer in our Zodiac, we noticed this beautiful fissure in the iceberg with light shining through a very thin wall of ice on the far side. This particular berg will probably split apart over the next few days, so I always consider us lucky when we get to see such a beautiful natural features like this. And if you thought the ice in the last photo was blue, take a look at this one. I've taken some of these shots into Color Effects Pro, and although I've enhanced the detail, I haven't added any color at all to these photographs. This is very much the color that we saw in the lagoon. It really is amazing. One member of the group said that they'd saved the cost of a trip to Antarctica now, having done this Zodiac tour. And although Antarctica really has to be experienced to fully appreciate it, I totally agree that it also felt to me very much as though I was back down in Antarctica for a number of times while we were out there. As you can see here in this next photograph, the sky opened up a little too and changed depending on the angle at which we shot. But the majority of the time that we were in the lagoon itself was in shade, meaning that there was a lot of contrast between the ice and the sky in the background. This photo is processed only in Lightroom, not Color Effects Pro. I pumped up the clarity to 100 and increased the shadow slider to 48 and the black slider to 25 to bring out more detail in the foreground in the ice. And also that brings out a little bit more texture in the clouds. Looking back the other way again for this next shot, you can see that I once again have that dramatic sky, but this time the light on the iceberg was just a little bit brighter. Because the sky was so dark, the foreground water that I included here too was not really reflecting much, so it's nice and dark as well, helping the iceberg to really stand out. After an amazing Zodiac tour, we went back to our hotel for another wonderful dinner and some great conversation. Although we'd hoped for some aurora while we were at this location, it didn't happen on this tour. We keep our eye on the forecast, and although there'd been a big solar storm giving great shows about a week before the tour started, we were out of luck this year. The following morning, October 1, was our second to last day of the tour, and we had a big drive all the way back to Reykjavik, with a number of great stops planned along the way. One unplanned stop, though, resulted in this next photo of a wonderful Icelandic sky. You wouldn't really notice it looking at the original photo or just looking out of the bus window, but it was obvious as we drove along that there was something special going on up there. So I had our driver stop the bus and, you know, just for a few minutes while we all captured this, processed in Silver FX Pro, the detail in this sky really pops out. Someone mentioned that it almost looks like the view of a wave crashing down on the surface of the water from underneath. The highlight of this drive back to Reykjavik, though, is a stop at the wonderful Skuggafoss waterfall that we see in this photograph. Whenever we approach a location like this, we try to advance as a group so as not to get in each other's way. But, of course, we can't stop other tourists simply walking into the scene. I actually got another shot here where a couple hugged in front of the falls for a while, which was nice. The white spot in the top left of the scene here, though, is a sheep. Again, I processed this in nice and dark black and white, as I like to do my Iceland waterfall shots. I have a few with rainbows in too, and I still couldn't resist creating a moody black and white photo out of them. The sky was great on this day, nice and dark, but with the falls illuminated nicely, so the contrast is perfect too. Another great visit to these beautiful falls. With Reykjavik as our base for the last day of shooting on October 2, we drove north to the spectacular Hraunfossa Falls. We added this last day this year based on Tim's recommendation, so I'd not actually visited them yet, but I was really pleased that we did add this. The falls are not high, but they're expansive. You could literally shoot for an entire day here and not run out of angles and ways to pick out details. Here I was using my 24-70 lens at 55 meters, but at other times I went really wide, and I also used my 70-200 to do more intimate views a number of times too. As I mentioned before as well, I had not expected to see this fall colour in Iceland this year, but it was really nice to get this and added some splashes of colour to some of our scenes. A few minutes walk up from the Hraunfossa Falls are the dramatic Barnafoss Falls. As you can see, the water is gushing through the ravine with great energy. There's even a point just above the center of this photo where the water is forced through a hole in the rock, which seems to cause even more turbulence. I chose a shutter speed of 0.4 seconds for this such shot so that I could record a bit of movement in the water, but also so that I'd maintain some of the texture as well. I think this helps to accentuate the movement and the force of the water pretty well. I processed this in Color FX Pro to bring out the texture in both the rock and the water. And I actually quite like the splash of colour from the flowers on the rock in the right foreground here too. We went back to Reykjavik for one last wonderful meal as a group that evening, and that concludes this travelogue series, but no MBP tour is really finished until we hear a comment from each of the participants. I'll play this to you now. It's basically a recording on the bus, so we get a little bit of background noise there, but This is recorded on the bus on the way back to Reykjavik that afternoon.
Okay, so we're just coming to the end of the 2014 Iceland tour and workshop, and I'm going to do the traditional walk around the bus and get a message from everybody. So I'll start with Dave. Yeah, okay.
Okay. Well, it was a wonderful tour. The diversity of weather, different kinds of landscape, different weather, different sun, cloud, etc. was just phenomenal. It was a landscape photographer's paradise. I loved the icebergs. I loved shooting on the beach. It changed the two times we went tremendously and was just a great experience. And Martin and Tim were just wonderful leaders, just giving us great suggestions and taking us to wonderful places.
Yeah. So, can you just tell us where you're from, Dave?
I'm from Marstown, New Jersey.
Excellent. Thank you.
My name is Fabian. I come from Germany. It's the second time I am in Iceland, and it's the second time I am on a tour with Martin, and that's why I came here with big expectations. And I must say the expectations were fully fulfilled. I really enjoyed traveling with Martin, with Tim, and with all of the members of the group. The landscapes in Iceland are great. The icebergs in the lagoon, extremely beautiful. I had seen photos of that, but I couldn't imagine it was as great as that. And the waterfalls and the landscapes and horses, so we had everything. Just the weather could have been a little less wet, but it's an island with lots of vegetation, lots of rivers that make waterfalls, and that's where all the ice and all the water in the rivers and in the lakes comes from. Great trip, and as always, also the organization was perfect. The food was great. I'm happy.
Thank you. Thanks very much, Fabian. Tom?
I'm Tom Skiba from Alexandria, Virginia. This has been an absolutely remarkable experience. Iceland is a beautiful and unique country. I don't think I've ever, in 45 years of photography, worked harder at my craft under a more diverse set of conditions. It's been an incredible learning experience, both from a technical point of view, but frankly from a visioning point of view as well. And with the constantly changing weather, the constantly changing light, it's really, I think, pushed my personal experience and personal boundaries in a way that's never happened before. Been a great trip, a great learning experience, and a great group of folks to spend a couple of weeks with.
Hi, I'm Jared Fine from Oakville, Ontario, Canada. This is my second workshop with Martin. This is an extension of Pixels and Pigments. It was fantastic, Martin. You exceeded all my expectations. I mean, Tom summed it up so beautifully. The highlight for me was yesterday in the Zodiac, looking at those beautiful icebergs and the rainbows all over the place that using the long exposure. I really learned a lot, and I'm sure I'm going to be back on another tour. Thank you.
Yes, hello. I'm Heike from Germany, and it was a wonderful week we spent, or 10 days, with Martin and Tim in Iceland, although the weather was not the very best. But we had a wonderful time. We enjoyed a lot. We learned a lot, and thank you very much.
Hello, I'm Stefan, also from Germany, husband of Heike. We had a wonderful time together. We enjoyed ourselves very much, and we had all four seasons in the 10 days. Well, not too much of a summer, but we had autumn right now. If May you're here, there's some stormy weather, and we enjoyed the lagoon with the icebergs, the Zodiac rides, and we had icebergs on the beach. We've been fantastic. And we had an ATV ride, which was also very impressive. So we had a wonderful time. Thanks to Martin and to Tim.
Thanks, Stefan.
Wojtek. Hi, Wojtek Zlobicki from Oakville, Ontario in Canada. Had a wonderful time on the tour. The sights were breathtaking, far more stunning than I could have ever imagined. One of the highlights of the tour was the Zodiac trip in the Glacial Lagoon. An experience of a lifetime. Highly recommend that anyone take the trip. Martin is invaluable in helping me develop my photography skills and help to take my photography to the next level.
Hi, my name is Murat. I'm from northern Germany, Oldenburg, close to Bremen. And I'm very happy to be here. It's an amazing experience for me, and both for photographic and from also from the adventure point of view. It's amazing. And the only pity, it's only 2 weeks. But look forward to see you again here.
Yeah,
good stuff.
Thanks a lot.
Thomas. Hi, Thomas here. I come from Germany, and I'm looking forward for the next workshop with you, Martin.
It's your second time as well.
So, yes. Yeah. Yeah, it was a great experience, and I had a great time here.
Good.
Thank you.
Okay, Matt.
Hi, my name's Matt. I'm from Melbourne, Australia. I didn't really have a favourite place. I think all of them were just as spectacular as each other. It was really good to have a great bunch of people on the tour. Learned a lot from each and every person, and including Martin, obviously. And yeah, I highly recommend it for anyone else in the future. Thank you. Thanks, Martin.
Okay, though you'll probably recognize this voice.
Hi, this is Doug Kay from San Francisco, California, and I'm on loan from This Week in Photo and the All About the Gear podcast. I've got to say, I have never been so wet in my entire life. But Iceland has turned out to be everything I hoped for and more. I only have to say, listen to Martin's advice on clothing. And if you do get a chance to visit Iceland, I strongly recommend you do it with Martin, because he's made it into a terrific experience for all of us.
Thanks for it.
Hi, my name is Thomas from Copenhagen, Denmark. I've been listening to the podcast for 8 years, and this is my first tour with Martin. And it's been wonderful. So much variety, and I love Iceland. So beautiful. And I think we had one day without the rain. But nevertheless, we have good photos everywhere.
I see a very good one on your laptop right now.
Yeah, horse picture.
Great stuff. Okay.
Henry? Hi, I'm Henry from Toronto, Canada. I came on this tour after a suggestion from a friend. My first ever photography tour, and I've not done a lot of landscape work, so it was a great learning experience for me. Martin was great, a great leader. Everyone on the tour was nice. The scenes were beautiful. The only drawback was the weather, but made it all fun. So it was a great trip overall. Thanks.
Okay, thanks a lot. Okay, almost last but not least, Richard.
Hi, I'm Richard from Newcastle in Australia. Iceland is fantastic. The mountains, the waterfalls, the glaciers, the ice, the light, all fantastic for photography. Been really, really good. Martin's organisation is second to none as far as I can see. He was ably assisted by Tim, both excellent mentors in photography as well. And of course, our driver. Our driver has done a great job getting us around safely, which has been very important. Yeah. Thanks, Martin.
Thanks, Richard. Okay, so I'm going to head back down to the front of the bus and get a word from Tim Vollmer, my partner in crime for this tour. So, Tim, do you want to say a few words?
Yeah, of course. I have to say I'm very, very happy that we had a wonderful autumn tour. We had in one day summer, one autumn, and one winter with snow. So I really liked it because we had dramatic clouds, and it was a very nice tour, like always with Martin. So looking forward for the next tour.
Yeah, thanks very much, Tim. And we've set the dates for next year. I'll be giving you details of that. But thanks very much, everybody. I've had a great time traveling with you, and hope to meet you at some point again in the future. Okay, thanks very much.
All right.
Oh, that's brilliant. I'm grinning like a Cheshire cat as all the time as I'm listening through that as I put it into the podcast there. It was great travelling with all of the members, and I really had a good time too. So as we mentioned there towards the end, we have set the dates for 2015. So before we close, I'd just like to give you a quick reminder about that. The dates are September 21st to October 2nd. It's just one day different to this year. And we are going to be doing very much the same sort of route. So everything you've heard over these last four episodes, perhaps a little bit more refined if that's possible, but pretty much the same thing. And the details are online now. If you want to jump to mbp.ac/Iceland2015, you can see all of the details and book. And it's starting to fill up, so don't hang around if you feel as though you'd like to join us. So thanks very much for listening today. If you enjoy this podcast, please share a link with your friends. And if you don't already, please subscribe in iTunes or your favorite podcast program to ensure uninterrupted delivery. You can find me on Google+, Twitter and Facebook, etc. And links to everything that I'm up to are on the website at martinbaileyphotography.com. So do drop by and take a look. I'll be back next week with another episode. But in the meantime, you take care and have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.